Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Stephanie Cha. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Greek Festival here in Price. Stephanie, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come sit down with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So Greek Festival, just a highlight event of the summer in the Carbon County area, something I know I'm always looking forward to, and a lot of the local community is looking forward to as well. And just, it's a loaded schedule this year. So let's just kind of jump in. What are some of the events you guys are offering this year?
Okay, so we have our traditional events that we do. We have our drawing, our entertainment. So we'll have the Greek dancers come and perform this year. The nice thing, they will be dancing on Friday, which they normally do. And then on Saturday, they do the mornings. But this year, they're staying a little bit later. So we will have the dancers all day on Saturday, which is super exciting. And then we will also have church tours. We will also have our Greek marketplace. There are so many great things to purchase there. And then, of course, all the yummy food.
There's always just a plethora of delicious food there. But one that kind of catches my eye, squid and rice pudding are back this year.
Yes, the calamari has returned and the rice pudding. It's been since 2019 and everyone has been asking for the calamari, and Squid Squad has come back and we're hoping people enjoy.
And then another event that kind of catches the eye when you're looking at these flyers is the church tours. Can you just kind of explain what those are and what churches are you touring?
So we have our priest, Father Seraphim, and inside of the church, he does a demonstration or explanation of some of the church doctrine and explains what our church believes in, the Orthodox beliefs. And so if you're interested in learning more about the Orthodox faith, that is a great time to come in and ask any questions you might have or further your knowledge on the church.
And then another activity that I think a lot of people will probably be excited about is a 5K for the Greek festival.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great way to kick off our festival, get people motivated to come and join the festival. Our people have done a really great job running that this year. So definitely come and join in on the 5K.
Now, if people want to come out and participate in the Greek festival, where should they show up and when should they show up?
Okay, so our location is 61 South 200 East at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church in Price, and our festivities begin at 11 and we close at 10 at night. Generally, we go as long as there's food, so be sure you come and get your food as soon as possible before it sells out, but we do close at 10 o'clock at night.
Now, Stephanie, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just come and have a great time. Thank you to all those in the community that come to help out with this function. We couldn't do it without you. And thank you to all our members for all the hard work they put in.
Well, Stephanie, thank you. And just thank your organization, too, for putting on these Greek festivals. Big community hit. Again, that was Stephanie Cha. We're talking about the upcoming Greek festival here in Price, Friday and Saturday, July 12th and 13th. This is something you're not going to want to miss. For more Castle Country Focus interviews, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.